Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats offense certainly entered the bye week on a high note, a 55-point outburst against the Steelers last Sunday. On Wednesday, head coach Bill Belichick checked in with Scott Zolak for the Belastrator, where he talked about a few of those offensive plays, including Aaron Dobson's 81-yard touchdown. Here is this week's Belichick Breakdown.
Time now for the plays of the week. After the big win against the Steelers, the coach joins me now. We're going to take a look at those plays.
Our play-action game worked well, and that was helped by the running game. And you know, here's just a basic zone run with Solder and Mankins comboing here on our left side, getting the runner started. And, Stevens going downhill, does a nice job on the cutback. Clark comes down there and misses him. And so, Ridley's into the secondary now for another solid gain. But those running plays against a tough Pittsburgh run defense really helped set up the play actions in the course of the game as well. Here's the same play from the end zone.
Yeah, I'm glad we got the end zone. Let's get appreciation for the kind of jump step. Watch Ridley's feet on this.
Good aggressive play here by Marcus Cannon on the backside, getting Hayward down. And then, again, our combination block here between Solder and Mankins. This is Connolly and Wendell. Timmons kind of running himself out of the play. So, there's the hole right there. And then sort of like we talked about on the punt return, it's, Steven in the free safety and, Clark can't get him. So, he ends up getting another, 5-6 yards on the run. It's a good play.
Good hard run right there.
This is a situation where we had the 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the game. Pittsburgh came up and played aggressively here. They have, as we can see, they're all 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. And they played tight and, we could stick the runs in there, but it's just a lot of guys to block. And we felt like this was the time to try to go play action and see if we could get behind them here. And so this is Ike Taylor out here on Dobson. Aaron does a nice job being physical on the release and, swatting his arms down. And then Clark's trying to play over the top, and he just can't get there. Dobson outruns him pretty easily, and so there's an 80-yard touchdown.
So Dobson throw the hand up there, too. I mean, for a rookie, and you as a coach, and you've been talking to these guys and teaching them, here we are in week 9. How much does that make you smile that a rookie can recognize coverage and he and the quarterback can be on the same page and make a big play like that?
It was a good adjustment, a play we've been working on for a long time, but, we don't really want to come in here and run a play action with these two guys standing here, especially that close to the line of scrimmage. And anytime a receiver sees, this type of situation where he knows he can get over top of them, then we'd rather just let him go and let the quarterback read it and go. And once again, protection in the running game or the play action, which, we have the running game. Don't get a lot of pass rush from Pittsburgh because they're playing the run. And it gives Tom a good chance to sit back there, survey it, and put the ball right out there in front of Aaron, and he runs through it. And Clark and Taylor just can't make the play.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.